Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers. I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Last episode, Team Rolling Thunder pursued Black Paladin into the Delacroix mansion. The mansion has a dark, mysterious past, and the team are faced by a few unnerving but unthreatening apparitions. We return to them as Victoria Victrix Narge pinpoints where she believes Black Paladin may be hidden. On with the show.
Welcome back to Chimpions.
Hi.
Hey, all.
Welcome back to another session of Chimpions. Last session we left it where you were slowly exploring the Delacroix mansion. Coming across a couple of strange ghostly apparitions. And Vicky had said she'd spotted an anomaly in the house plans.
And where was this? Because you pinged, but nobody saw.
Well, that's it. You'll just have to keep searching.
So, is it on this floor?
Ooh.
Did I just ping twice there somehow? Yeah, there seems to be some anomalies in the amenities around that part of the house. They seem to take strange routes.
Haunted dishwasher.
Well, exactly, the drainage systems and seem to move around that area for no apparent reason. Or avoid that area, should I say, sorry.
Well, it's definitely a place for us to turn our attention to.
So you're all trooping over there, are you?
So you
end up having to sort of go to the other side of the house, trooping back through the main hall into sort of a longish corridor, which is three doors leading off. But she's sort of pinged on your hub that it's the door to the left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do our room entry manoeuvre.
Yeah, sir. Untermensch covers the door with the Red Saviour, and you three sort of burst in into the room. So you come into what is obviously a study that... All the walls are...
Where are you two going again?
All the walls are sort of wooden panelled.
Is a corridor? Am I in the right place? Because we're going down to that staircase there.
Oh, we're not going to the stairwell then?
No, we're going to this one over here. The spiral staircase. Where Mark...
Have you burst in yet?
Yeah. I don't know where you...
I'm in the wrong wing. It's the dark. The broadcast power
what am I doing
isn't
outside?
Working on the torch.
What a lovely shrubbery.
Stratus will have you running at walls in a minute.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bang.
So yeah, as you come into the room, sort of off to one side is a divan couch and a chair and a dining table, but against the far wall is a large, impressive-looking mahogany desk. And as you come in, a flickering into appearance behind the desk is a middle-aged man. Seems to be flipping through some book, Just roll me a perception.
Yep, make it.
Yes.
So yeah, as you're flipping through this book, you notice laid out next to the book is a small scalpel and a large butcher's knife as he peruses the pages of this book.
What's the book he's reading?
So you're going over to take a look?
Have a look.
So yeah, you go over, he just continues to read, you know, pays no attention to you or doesn't recognise you being there. Just roll me a paramedics.
It made it by 3.
So you look over, it's obviously a medical book, and you think, that's crazy. It's Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
I didn't know they did a TV tie-in.
Hey. just wrong with deductions.
Nope.
Yes, by 1.
So yeah, you realise that this room is, you know, it's a fairly regular sized room, pretty much square in dimensions. There's another set of doors off to your left. But you realise, you know, you remember from when you came, came up the main drive, that if you've got your where you are in the house, right, that there was some sort of town, you know, little